Good morning, Christ Center. It is Monday, November the 10th, and we are on our final 2 days, week 10, of our walk through the book of Mark. Today, we're going to read Mark 16, 1 through 8. But before we do, let's take a moment and quiet our hearts as we invite the Holy Spirit to join us.
Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they could go and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they went to the tomb at sunrise. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone from the entrance to the tomb for us?" Looking up, they noticed that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. When they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he told them. "You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they put him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there just as he told you." They went out and ran from the tomb, because trembling and astonishment overwhelmed them, and they said nothing to anyone since they were afraid.
Thank you, Pastor Joshua. It's just the two of us here. This is a moderately important passage.
I'm thinking of the cliffhanger.
Yeah.
The earliest manuscripts end on verse 8. They went out and ran from the tomb because trembling and astonishment overwhelmed them, and they said nothing to anyone since they were afraid.
Yeah.
End.
The end.
The end.
What you'll see in your Bible is some sort of bracket or parentheses that goes up from verses 9 through 16. It says the original manuscripts do not include this part, which is, it makes sort of a quandary of like for Bible scholars and Bible translators, like, what do we do with this last part? You know, most scholars of the book of Mark say this is where the book actually ends, right here on a cliffhanger.
And we'll talk more about that tomorrow. But with this being what everyone that had read those earliest manuscripts, this is what they read. This was the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, the risen one. And it ends on them running away,
yeah,
astonished and overwhelmed. Yeah. So why is that good news? Why is Mark ending on this point? And so I think let's start there. Mark was written a few decades after Jesus has risen. And so when he's writing this account, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not some unknown thing. There are Christ followers around now. You hear about miracles, people that were never valued and cared for before. There's this whole sect of people that go and adopt babies that have been exposed to be eaten by animals and killed, and they adopt them and care for them.
The book of Acts is in full swing.
Yes, yes. Yeah, these are the people that are turning the world upside down, for better or worse,
right,
depending on what side you're on. So it's kind of like, I think it would be a lot like saying, and then they discovered electricity, and someone said, well, that'll never work.
That'll never catch on. Yeah, so if I'm a modern reader reading that sentence, I'm, you know, smirking going, well, we know how that ended. Like,
Exactly. So I think that it's fun to think about what those original readers are discovering as they're reading the Gospel of Mark, and it ends on that. And first of all, very likely, if you're reading the Gospel of Mark or hearing the Gospel of Mark read, it's because a Christ follower is reading it to you,
right,
or has given it to you.
Yeah,
and absolutely. So Jesus Christ has come to you through this Christ follower, and his resurrection is a fact that is being shared through myriad witnesses, and
right,
it's going out all over the world. Like, as you said, Acts is happening.
Yeah.
And so this is where we then see Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bringing these spices and being the first to discover the fact of the resurrection.
Yeah. And will they believe the resurrection? Will they believe that Jesus is the risen Messiah? Again, who do you say that I am, you know? And will they believe the testimony of this strange figure who is inside the tomb? He's inside the tomb and he tells him, go and do this thing. Will they believe? And the answer, obviously, as well, of course, yeah.
You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. See where they put him and go tell the disciples and Peter.
Yeah, and Peter.
This is redemptive language here. Who denied? They all denied him. Who denied him three times? Peter.
Yeah.
And so he gives this redemptive message to these awesome women that are there. They're the only ones that haven't given up completely. They're going to bring spices, etc. They're still hanging on to something. They're going to honor his body. Even if he hasn't risen, they're still honoring Jesus. Go now. He has risen. You guys, go tell the good news. Tell the disciples he's risen. Tell Peter.
Yeah.
And Peter.
Yeah, certainly. He probably thought he was done. I mean, even if Jesus hadn't just been killed on a cross, he would have thought, well, man, I'm out.
Jesus had taught the disciples previously, if you are ashamed of me and my Father, I will be ashamed of you. If you deny me, I will deny you. So this wasn't a foreign thought.
Right.
Peter was very rightfully thinking, oh my gosh, when the chips were down, I blew it.
I failed.
You do not come back from this.
It wasn't his first time failing either. Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. You know, we see a lot of Peter messing up over and over again. And then this message that these women are given includes good news, not just for the whole world, but for Simon Peter. To say, hey, you're going to be back, buddy. And where are they meeting him? They're meeting, Jesus is saying, or the angel's saying, go meet Jesus in Galilee. And we know there's other appearances, even in Jerusalem, but he says, go to Galilee. Why is that significant?
This is where it all began. Jesus is saying, I'm going ahead of you to the very first place where I called you, to the place where I commissioned you, the place where I gave you a mission with me. Go there, go back to where it all started, and I'm going to recommission you where it all began.
I'll make you fishers of men. And he actually is going to repeat even the early miracle of filling the net. So as he calls over and says, hey, cast the nets to the other side, that's the way he's going to meet up with his disciples again. He's bringing them back to the beginning. He's bringing them back to that initial call. And Galilee then becomes this. These men of Galilee are his disciples. It's just such a beautiful full circle moment.
I think about too how redemptive God's work is, that, you know, for so many of us, that place we came from, that place of shame, that place of failure, that, you know, Galilee is a tiny little nowheresville. I mean, Galilee is people use that as sort of an insult. Like, right, are you from Galilee? Yeah. I can tell from your Galilean accent that you aren't too swift. And I believe that Jesus, we know that he it says he's not a respecter of persons, and he's saying, it doesn't matter where you got called from.
Yeah.
It's not the place of shame, it's the place where I called you.
Yeah.
This isn't beautiful. A place that I'm ashamed to remember where I chose you. And in fact, I'm going to commission you in the very place where we started. It's full redemption. There's no shame attached to it. If Jesus is coming on the scene, then that place, whether it was a place of shame or a place of humble beginnings, that is the place where Jesus found you and where you found Jesus. That is a place of purpose, a place of redemption.
You're going back to that same place and saying, he is risen.
That's right.
He is risen. I like that, you know, on Resurrection Sunday, that we always say that he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And we can say that here as we read this chapter. He is risen.
He's risen indeed.
Joshua, pray us out.
Jesus, you have risen. We believe. We're here because you rose from the dead. The Father was able to bring you back from death. You defeated sin. You have won a complete victory. And we get to extend your good kingdom here in this earth. Help us today, Lord, as we carry the hope of glory, which is Christ in us. Thank you, Jesus. We believe you, we love you, and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.